The Hard Shoulder on Newstalk.
With the all-new Nissan Juke. The coupe crossover by Nissan. Nissan. Innovation that excites.
I'm joined on the line by Dr. David Nabarro, the World Health Organization Special Envoy on COVID-19 and Professor of Global Health at Imperial College London. David, you're very welcome to The Hard Shoulder. I want to ask about your views first on lockdown, because I'm not sure if you're aware of this. You're regularly quoted here in Ireland as being opposed to lockdown, and the WHO are anti-lockdown. Is that a fair representation?
Thanks very much indeed, Kieran. We actually really do want people everywhere to be able to get on with their lives. And we do believe that we've got, as a community, as humanity, to be able to live with this virus as a constant threat. But that doesn't mean just letting go. It actually does mean having a really strong and well-organized community-level public health service. And it means everybody following the basic procedures that have been recommended on physical distancing, mask wearing, hygiene, isolating when sick, and looking after people who are particularly vulnerable. Now, we say, please avoid lockdowns because we want those kinds of steps to be introduced and followed everywhere so that lockdowns do not become necessary. If a lockdown is introduced, and by that I mean everybody being asked to stay at home and not going about their work or their social lives, we do have to accept that this has consequences, especially for poor people, especially for people who need medical care. And that's why we've said, can we not work out how to get ahead of this virus without using lockdowns? But it absolutely does not mean just letting go. It means putting in place all the defences that are necessary for life to go on. And it's nearly working in Ireland, but you've had to introduce the level 5 restrictions. And while you're putting them in place for the next 6 weeks, please go one step further. Everybody doing the physical distancing and masking, and as really good basic health services to do the testing, the tracing, and the isolating. And then perhaps Christmas can be celebrated in a way that we're familiar with.
It sounds like you're saying that, look, this is absolutely a last resort. We have to learn to cope with this in a better way than swinging in and out of lockdowns. But given the situation in Ireland as of today, and we can talk about whose fault it is and what we should have done over the last few months, but given the situation today, it's likely that a level 5 lockdown for a period of time is probably necessary. We probably are at that last resort point. Is that what you're saying?
Yes. Well, yes, I think that having seen that there was a bit of uncertainty 2 weeks ago, and now everybody has agreed to do the level 5, it makes me think that there is quite big anxiety about where things are going in government. But it also leads me to say that there are people in government who believe that the systems can be tightened up and made to work better. And that's what everybody's got to focus on for the next 6 weeks. What you don't want to happen is that you come out of lockdown, as you were talking about, Kieran, and then you go back into it in, let's say, a couple of months' time. That, I think, is what everybody should be trying to avoid.
Absolutely. We should be trying to avoid it. I think there's a lot of poor people who are kind of saying that this was wrong. We should stay in level 3, even level 2. And that David Nabarro would say so. I think they're going to be a little disappointed that that's not your position.
I've been misquoted a bit around the place. When I was saying we don't want lockdown, it was not to say we should just let go. It was to say we've got to get the systems right. And once the systems are right, then we can avoid the lockdown.
Well, so let's talk about those systems and what we have to get right then over the next 6 weeks, because I suppose the one that people focus on often is ICU capacity and massively ramping it up. Now, that would be great, except I assume if it was easy to massively ramp up ICU capacity and double or triple it, we'd all be doing it.
Yes.
Is that realistic in 6 weeks? Is it more realistic to focus on testing and tracing?
That's where I want the focus, Kieran. You see, the way in which you stop this virus from building up in a community is spotting where spikes of disease are appearing. Usually it's in a factory or it's in a residential care facility, or perhaps in a university dormitory or something. And so you've noticed you've got some spike, some cases coming up. Then what you've got to do is to find people with the disease and to isolate them. And you've got to do it really rigorously. And then you find those with whom they've been in contact and you isolate them. And then you do everything you can to make certain that the people who are most vulnerable are protected. And if you've got a surge building up, a sort of real outbreak, then you may have to stop people moving into and out of the area where the outbreak is developing and actually isolate people one by one. It's a painstaking process. But in that way, you stop the virus from spreading. It's a terribly infectious virus, and stopping the spread is the key. It's doable. It's definitely doable at the county level in Ireland. You've got all the capacity there. You've got the people who know what to do. It's just a case of getting the systems going. And please, everybody, 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 do your physical distancing, do your mask wearing, do your hygiene. Don't take it lightly, because that's how we'll stop these lockdowns from being imposed.
Is there a country in Europe that is doing that really well at the moment?
I think we're all in Europe, all struggling, actually, with trying to make certain that everybody sees how important it is, particularly younger people. Germany has got a really good progress to report, even though there's quite a bit of pushback. And I'm also pleased with the way in which Italy is going about things. They had a tough time at the beginning, but they're getting a lot better. And every other country is trying. France is trying. Netherlands is trying. Belgium is trying. I don't want to say that any country is doing it badly. I'm just saying that the process and discipline of putting these systems in place is difficult.
Well, I suppose it wasn't so much to finger anyone doing it badly. I was trying to work out whether there's a template that we could look at. And if it's not in Europe, is it further afield? Is it New Zealand, or is it Southeast Asia where
it's
they've
East
got
Asia.
The East Asia?
Kieran, it's East Asia. Partly because they've had these kinds of viruses before, particularly in 2003. And partly because they've got some very bright people who know about the level of public discipline and organization that's necessary to do this. And we have seen it in coronavirus. I'd go to Vietnam, I'd go to Singapore, I'd go to Thailand. And these are the places where it's being done. And you can say to me, well, look at Thailand. They've got a new spike in the south because of people coming over the border, actually from Myanmar. I would answer, yes, but they've picked it up and they're responding to it. And that is the kind of capacity that we need to see everywhere. It's that ability to respond rapidly and robustly as soon as the thing appears.
If that's what we have to do over the next 6 weeks to avoid yo-yoing in and out of lockdown.
That's it. I don't want yo-yo. Thank you for using that word. I think it's the best word to describe it, the yo-yo. We don't want to be going yo-ing and yo-ing into and out of lockdowns. And that to avoid that, we have to get our systems right. That's the systems in society done by local authorities. But it's also ourselves really treating this virus with respect and not joking with it.
Dr. David Nabarro, World Health Organization's Special Envoy on COVID-19 and Professor of Global Health at Imperial College London. It is worth reiterating what David said there. The situation as it currently stands in Ireland means the lockdown, the level 5 lockdown, from his point of view, is necessary. He was also quite unequivocal. He gets misquoted regularly in Ireland by people who suggest the WHO are opposed to lockdown, or the WHO think we should stay in level 3, or the WHO say we're not at ICU overrun capacity. He quite clearly said, when he looks at the figures, Ireland needs to go to level 5. We can say it's an indictment of government decisions over the last 6 months that we are back at this point. That's a separate issue. But in terms of where we are today, and we had one person who emailed in earlier to say that David Nabarro would back him up, that we were not at capacity and we would not need a lockdown. Unfortunately, Paddy, who texted in at 53106, David Nabarro did not back you up. David Nabarro contradicted you flat out. Anyway, 53106, keep your text coming in at a cost of 30 cents. Coming up after the break, Gavin McLaughlin with all your business.